Hey, it's Greg from the No Head Trash Nation. Locked and loaded to get rid of the head trash that's giving you writer's block. Yes, today I'm talking about the newest initiative we're tackling in the No Head Trash journey, and I'm calling it the Effortless Author Initiative. Why? Because sharing your story, helping others learn what you've learned without having to experience what you've experienced, it wasn't supposed to be this hard. There's so much head trash happening when it comes to writing your own book, and it's time to talk about it in the No Head Trash Nation. Woo, Greg, wait a minute. Back it up a minute. Hey, you know me. I start full speed. I can't help it. But let me tell you where I'm coming from and why I'm on this crusade to help you write that book you've always wanted to write. Hello, yes, I'm talking to you. The other day, it hit me. See, I was talking with a business owner, and he went off on a tangent about something he was really passionate about. I mean, truthfully, it was amazing. He said it perfectly. I wish I'd captured it. I wish it'd been recorded. I found myself taking notes, and when he was done, the look in his eyes was just inspiring. The first thing that came out of my mouth was, "You should write a book and share it. If your people knew how passionate and clear you were about this subject, can you imagine how powerful it would be? How much change you could bring into your organization?" Then he immediately flipped it upside down. You know what I'm talking about. He became that person who disclaimers that thing that they're sure they could never do. I mean, you've been there. I've been there. We've all been there. I could never do that. I'm not a writer. I'm not a speaker. We all say it. I could never do that. Immediately, we disqualify ourselves from something we're clearly qualified to share. And to be honest, what irritated me the most is that I almost agreed with him. See, I know he's a great leader, but he's not great at putting his words down on paper. I just have to be honest. He's great one-on-one, even in small groups. But like many great leaders, writing just seems to come from a different part of the brain. But something unique happened. I almost at the time wish it hadn't happened because he knew I'd written a couple of books for other people by interviewing them and letting them lead the process, but I did the actual writing. He asked me, would I be interested in writing his book? And to be honest, it's a lot of work to go through. I mean, the process from outline to publish is extensive. And I've learned a lot about that process in the 5 books I've written. But I wasn't sure if I wanted to commit to that effort all over again. After some deep thought on this process, I was actually reminded of a webinar that I'd heard by Steve Kidd where he talked about his business, helping authors write their best-selling book. He talked about the difference between being an author and a writer, and it really rung true with me. Instead of putting more distance between people and their message, he talked about how powerful it is to let them speak their message and put a team of people behind the scenes doing the interviews, putting in the author's voice that message, but not allowing them to be held back because they don't have a degree or any experience in writing, editing, copywriting, publishing, all the rest. The truth is that most of us are completely intimidated by that blank screen where we're supposed to start putting our feelings, experiences, and lessons into words. And so for most people, it never happens. And in my opinion, that's head trash. That's head trash blocking what could be, not only for the one who wants to share the message, but for the one who needs to hear it. So I made a decision. I got a hold of Steve, and I started a book through his process. Instead of writing it myself, I wanted to find out just how effective it could be. I was amazed. And you'll see that book soon. It's called How to Lead When You Don't Feel Like a Leader. Instead of writing the book, which I knew would probably take me at least a year, I shared notes, a talk I gave on the subject, and I went through his process to pull the information that I wanted to share out of me and into the open. We're going to have a completed project in less than 90 days, and I'm blown away by how much fun it's actually been. So I made a second decision. See, I do a lot of work helping people, leaders primarily, refine their message, share it, and then be able to make decisions based on it in their leadership. Because the more people that understand what you're clear about, and the more people that understand your message, the more they can gather around you, the more you can assemble your tribe. And the people that are helping you achieve that mission are people who share a common definition of success. That's what I like to call it. Getting rid of the head trash, it's largely about getting clear on that message and delivering it so we hear it as well. The books I've written, even though they came from me, they've actually helped me understand more than once what I actually put into words. I've learned from them, even though they were my words. And I've had the same response from other people that I've helped, other authors that I actually wrote their book. It helped them because suddenly they came back to me literally in both cases and said, you know, I didn't realize what you pulled out of me there. I hadn't really understood the facts of my own life. It's crazy. And that's where the Effortless Author Initiative has come from. How you like that term? Effortless author. I'm teaming up with Steve to promote what should be possible for every aspiring author out there. And if you're one of those aspiring authors who's been saying for years that someday you're going to write a book, well, this might be for you. Being an author should be effortless, in my opinion. It took me a while to get to that point. Maybe I enjoyed the pain of it. Maybe I felt that that was sort of the barrier you had to cross. But the truth is, you should have a team around you. That's what we teach in leadership, right? We don't do all the work. We lead the team who does the work. And that's why you should have a team that helps you work in your area of strength, your zone of genius, as they say, and has the support to stay in that zone while the process gets completed. You don't need to be straining over sentence structure and publishing legalities. You need to be ensuring that the message you have for the world's being conveyed exactly how you know it should be. And that's the Effortless Author Process. I just had to say the name that way. I had to name it that way because, you know, they say, okay, you've heard it said, it's an atrocity for someone to die with their song still in them, right? We've all heard that. Well, what about your book? I mean, whether you're using that book to teach, as a calling card, to help others be clear what you and your business are all about, or if it's your legacy, you shouldn't be held back from writing that book that you know others need to hear. You've got experiences that are gonna change people's lives. Isn't it time you explored the Effortless Author possibility? I can't wait to chat about what we're doing, and more than anything, to hear your story. I mean, let's get rid of the head trash and make your story a bestseller. If you're a leader, you know the power of delivering a clear message and uniting your people. You've been told you should write a book, but who has the time? Imagine being a best-selling author, sharing that chiseled message as part of your legacy. Writing my first book, I discovered endless roadblocks, and my story got lost in them. That's why I began the Effortless Author Initiative, giving authors the seamless ability to share their zone of brilliance without the brain damage of the process. Whether you're a writer or not, you can author your story and enjoy the process. We take care of the hard part. Let's have a conversation about being an effortless author. It's a free coaching call to see if the Effortless Author Initiative is a fit for you. Text EZBOOK, that's the letter E, the letter Z, B-O-O-K, to 474747 for more information. That's EZBOOK to 474747. I can't wait to hear your story.